There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 21st day of April, year of our Lord, 2014, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, today we've got a special treat and a special guest. We have Dr. Jim Garrell with us. Dr. Garrell ran a number of schools in China for quite a few years. Many of the students were the children of the elite, some of whom parents became some of the top leaders of the country of China. While at the same time, he was working undercover for the CIA. So Dr. Garrell has a very unique perspective as to the true intent and the true nature of the communist threat. And we will be discussing these matters and taking your calls and comments at 800-313-9443. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Real good. Well, we finally got some decent spring weather here in south central Missouri. It was below freezing as recently as 10 days ago, but we think that's over. Now, you're residing up in Canada, just across the United States border, in the relative, and I do take the phrase relatively here, relative safety of Canada. What's the most recent attempt in your life? How long ago?
What are we looking at? I guess that's about 4 months ago now. Here in Canada, well done, expertly rendered, and unfortunately, fortunately for me, I'd suggest that God has a great sense of humor. They tried to kill me. What they didn't count on was that God would cause the temperature to drop 30 degrees, which meant that I was forewarned about what was about to happen by a noise in my car, and was able to pull over. And sure enough, it had been deliberately tampered with so that I would end up having an end-over-end crash.
Whoa, that's scary. My goodness. Well, Jim, you've gone public with your knowledge. Our mutual friend Dave Hodges has stepped up to the plate in writing a number of good articles. His article dated April 19th is titled, More Proof That Russian and Chinese Troops Have Breached the Territorial Integrity of the United States. Jim, you had one-on-one personal relationships with some of the top leaders of China, didn't you?
Yes, by virtue of their children. I got face-to-face with Hu Jintao, face-to-face with the new leader, Xi Jinping, and all the governors, and the majority of the members of the Central Committee of the Communist Party. Yeah, we've chatted.
The Politburo, as it's sometimes called. Jim, during those relationships you had with these men, and I assume they were all men, no women, was that accurate?
No, actually there were some women as well, yes.
Some women as well. You came to have some understanding and some insight into what their goals ultimately are for the Chinese people and for the country of China and its place on the world. And I'd like you to share some of those insights, if you would, please.
Well, as with most communist countries, they believe that their ideology is almost sacrosanct. They believe that they have it. They've got almost God-given wisdom. Sadly, though, they discover that what they have is a system that's set up for the elites. And, of course, these people making judgment are members of that elite. And China's in a desperate mode at the moment. Their internal structures, the growth that has been unbelievable, unbridled growth over the last, say, 15 years, it has just slammed shut, partly because the people themselves are they're known as mattress savers. They save their money not in banks, but in mattresses that they sleep on.
Right.
And because that money has been, well, the people themselves are insecure about what's going on in the world. They see their own military expanding like crazy. And so they get quite nervous. And so they, instead of investing their money, they put it in a mattress. But what that does is take so much money out of the system that it actually paralyzes the growth. So it's a strange, kettle of fish they've produced for themselves, but they're now, the harvest is coming. The chickens are coming home to roost for them. So they're on the edge of some pretty wacky economic conditions.
Would it be a fair statement to say, Jim, that China's future economic prosperity is based on a continuation of Americans continuing to buy their stuff?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Although if they handled it properly, people don't know this, but there is unbridled capitalism going on, free enterprise going on everywhere you look. Every, bridge that crosses over a roadway, there are little stalls all the way across on either side. And people buying things, trade and barter taking place. It's an amazing and exciting place from that perspective. It may be communistic, it may be run by an elite, but when it gets down to it, the Chinese themselves are the greatest entrepreneurs, under the sun. And they make great use of the freedoms that are given, because there are laws that say you can't do this, you can't do that, but it's a lot of nudge, nudge, wink, wink. They ignore it.
Right. Well, that's fascinating. My understanding, Jim, is that And I understand and agree with what you're saying about small entrepreneurs being industrious on one hand. On the other, that all major industries, manufacturing industries, are owned and controlled by the People's Liberation Army when it comes to major manufacturing.
Oh, absolutely. Everything, every major enterprise is run by and in partnership with the communist government itself. If General Motors, for example, and they're there, of course, and so is Audi, and so is every other car manufacturer, but when they go to China, the rules are that Chinese interests always hold majority ownership. So they exercise, you know, restraint over everything, decision-making power over everything.
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 21st of April. If you haven't checked out the holsters at Cover 6 Gear at my website, cover6gear.com, there's links on my website, thelibertyman.com. I encourage you to check out the holsters. I'll be getting later this week a hybrid holster for my 1911 3-inch barrel that is my carry piece. I'm really looking forward to that. It is a very adjustable holster, allows you to change the angle as you see fit to get the most comfortable carry, the most concealment possible with the hybrid holster. You might want to also get together with two or three buddies. Shipping is $10 per holster for one, $10 if you buy 10. So no matter how many you buy, the shipping is $10 total. So if you get together with several of the guys who are looking to get some holsters and buy three or four or five, you can save a tremendous amount on shipping, and that's a really good deal. And that would be at cover6gear.com. The toll-free auto line, here it is, 866-509-1299. I say again, 866-509-1299. We're visiting with Dr. Jim Garrell, and we're talking about the Chinese and what their true intent is. Jim, there's two things that I know I hear a lot, and I'm sure you do, when it comes to the Chinese. One is that, quote-unquote, they would never harm us because we, the U.S., were their main customers. Therefore, they would be hurting themselves if they caused harm to us. What is your response to that, sir?
Balderdash. Frankly, they have grown their internal economy to the degree that they are their own best customers. When you become insular, when you are able to almost provide everything you possibly need for yourself, by yourself, then you look at trade a little bit differently. So I'm going to suggest that that might have been the case a number of years ago, but right now China is in a position to start to call the shot on certain things. For example, you know that Huawei, which is the largest manufacturer of portable phones in the world, and they appear in our markets under all sorts of names. They never come out as Huawei itself, but Huawei now in every single telephone has a back door, and that back door means they can listen in on your conversations. They can use your camera function to take pictures.
Who's the they? What they are we talking about here, Jim?
We're talking about the intelligence services for the People's Liberation Army.
So okay.
We're talking the spies. They can actually turn your phone on when you don't even know it's on.
So I'm going to take that ball and run with it here a little bit. Let's say I'm with the Chinese intelligence services, and I can determine who working in CIA, NSA, and various other NRO, for example, National Reconnaissance Office, who has purchased these telephones and are carrying them back and forth to work every day inside CIA headquarters, attending classified briefings. And I would have the capability of turning these phones on during classified briefings and recording the conversations, possibly even taking photographs.
Yes, sir. So when you sit there with your Samsung or your BlackBerry, I'm just throwing out a name there, when you have your BlackBerry and you think, oh, everything's hunky-dory, it's not on, yeah, right.
Well, there's a term that I'm familiar with, and you very likely may be. It's called Tempest Secure. So that's why, are you familiar with the term, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tempest Secure is a technology. It can be a laptop computer. It can be a room. It can be an entire building that will not allow any RF, radio frequency energy, in or out, making a conversation in a Tempest Secure room really be secure, because no radio frequency can get in or out of that room. So I would think that's being paid attention to a lot more at the highest levels. I would hope so, anyway.
It is. But as you know, any window provides a clear, almost a microphone into activity inside a room without the need for RF at all. So they can read, they can hear much of what's going on, because our technologies, of course, we haven't spent the money to ensure that our glass in the windows everywhere totally nullifies the vibrations.
Well, and of course, even though there might be classified briefings that take place inside Tempest Secure rooms, pretty much most of the time, co-workers are sharing this information because they have to. They've got no choice outside the classified briefing room.
Yeah, and loose lips, you know.
Loose lips sink ships.
and you're right. That takes place in offices everywhere, on the street, in restaurants, and, of course, the smart intelligence services around the world know who to listen to. And they're there, you know, customers sitting next to you in a restaurant listening to your chat about something classified. They're just gathering it up.
Absolutely. Well, the other thing I hear, and I know you hear also, Jim, is that the Chinese don't have the technology or the transport capability to really pose a threat to the U.S. My response to that is the combination of Chinese manpower and Russian technology is what we really need to be concerned about. Your response?
Yeah. Now you've hit on something big there, because we used to be able to count on the fact that the Chinese and the commies in Russia were antithetical to one another. They didn't like each other and they didn't work together at all. Well, those days are over. Now they're working hand in hand because they realize that the wounded beast of America, courtesy of Obama, it can be taken down if they work together like a pack of wolves on a deer. So they know exactly what they're doing. They're working well together. And, you know, and I think we're being led astray to believe that we are something we are no longer. We used to be, the dynamite. We were it. We were the powerhouse. We're not anymore. We've been weakened to the point that the rest of the world is laughing at us.
Well, and I don't want to dwell on that too much, but it has been publicly stated by Hussein Obama that his goal is to reduce our military to the same level it was in December 1941.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, thank goodness for individual liberty and the smarts of our American citizenry. The fact that we have still the right to buy guns and bear arms, and the fact that we've been buying them up like in record droves, just says this, that Yamamoto was right. Behind every blade of grass, there's a gun in America. And let's make sure there's two.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Jim. The question a lot of people have is, of course, the timeline. What will they do and when will they do it? These Chinese free trade zones in the United States, there's quite a few of them. I'm not sure if every state has one, but most states have several. Now, that's sovereign Chinese territory, isn't it, these Chinese free trade zones?
Yeah, they are, and they bear no tax is collected or submitted to America in those free trade areas. Keep in mind that China is present. China is now, they are now in the driver's seat when it comes to the fact that we are the indebted nation. We're the ones that owe them big time. And, of course, Obama secretly has signed agreements that suggest that the natural resources on federal lands are to be submitted as payment, or at least at the moment as surety for the loans that have been given. So what we're looking at is waiting for the Chinese to be boots on the ground in every location where there exists federal land. Now think about this. There is...
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Call number is 800-313-9444.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 21st of April. Freeze Dry Guys April special continues. Long-range patrol rations, what we call LERPs, the most highly sought-after and most valued field rations we had in Special Forces. When we could get our hands on it, we always did. Great stuff to have in the bush, whether it's a breakfast meal or lunch or dinner. Long-range patrol rations. Here's some of the selections here. Spaghetti with meat entree, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon. A lot of good stuff there. Keep you going with all the nutrition, the fat. You need fat when it's cold weather, of course, to keep you going in the cold weather or hot weather, either one. Takes up less space, is lighter weight. It's just a win-win situation for everybody. Long-range patrol rations at freezedryguy.com. You can get all the nutritional facts, the price, which includes shipping to the lower 48, at freezedryguy.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663, freezedryguy.com. We're visiting with Dr. Jim Garrell. We're talking about the true nature and the true threat posed by communism in this world. It has not gone away. It is a clear and present danger. And in my opinion, Jim, and I want your response, please, the goals of the China, of the communists, have never changed since 1917, have they?
Not a bit. They are exactly the same. Their intent The difference today, of course, is we have opened the door to them. We are now inviting them into America itself, the homeland, the heartland of America. And we are trading off the notion, the false notion, that business is good for both of us. Well, no, it is not. We are now captive in many, many areas to the technology that China took from us, developed, re-employed, and then sold back to us to our detriment. And now we have this huge trade deficit and debt. And, you know, the person who serves the debtor or the debt holder is the one who is really the slave. And we are becoming more and more every day, more and more enslaved to China, which means that in the end, they're going to say, here's our tune, you dance to it.
Jim, you may or may not be able to respond to the question I'm about to ask you, but I know from personal observation and from what I read, the following is true. Driving a over-the-road semi-tractor trailer is a really good blue-collar job, paying $50,000 to $75,000 a year to men and women who have a high school diploma, are in good health, and can pass a drug test. It's a really good blue-collar job. So why in the world are there so many Russian truck drivers running back and forth across the United States? If you have any response, please.
Yeah, you're pointing out the obvious, aren't you? Yeah, they are here. They are here, and if you... but one of the plans of the communists is to take control of certain sectors. And, of course, the idea is that, like a military strategy, they will choke off that sector and control it. Distribution of goods, what do we rely on? Rely on trucking. Rail, not so much. But today, trucking is it. And so if they have control of a sector, we are in their hands. And that is a dangerous position to be. So, you know, take note. And by the way, keep in mind that, let me throw in the Chinese here. Not when Chinese put spies in place, when they put operatives in our nation, do you think they all look Chinese? No. They look as you and I. You know, we could search for a long time to find a spy, because it would be hard to determine who, in fact, was a spy. So, you know, it may not be the obvious, but, you know, when truckers are going past you on the highway, man, you don't know it, but you could be passed by one of their operatives whose intent has nothing to do with just providing a service and making a living for a family. They're waiting for the time when they'll be called upon to rise up against us.
That brings to mind a personal story here. A friend of mine is involved in high, very high levels of research and development, and is an outside vendor to the U.S. government involving matters around, let's just say, computer technology. I don't want to be too specific. In St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown, a community of 2.5 million people, the apartment building next door, immediately next door, a young man and his wife moved in. Both Russian nationals spoke nearly perfect English, and the young man had a very advanced degree in electrical engineering, and they befriended my friend. And I said to my friend, this guy's a spy. And he says, oh, John, they're such a nice couple. I said, of course. You think they're going to have steel teeth and look like a professional wrestler? You know, of course he's nice. Who else is going to be a good spy except somebody who's nice and presents himself well?
Yeah, you got me laughing because, yeah, that's it.
We got a couple of calls. A couple of calls here, Jim. First we go to Steve in Iowa. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I have a question for you, John. A few months ago, you made reference to high-level officers, DOD, Pentagon area, that if circumstances present themselves, they will take over. What's the latest on that?
Well, Jim may be in a better position to answer that than myself.
Well, let me say this. There has been a litmus test applied to the military in order to determine whether their loyalties lie with the Constitution and the rule of law, or their abeyance, their bowing of the knee, is to Obama himself. That's been applied. Many of them have been marshaled out. They've been forced out of position. Do not think for a minute, though, that, A, their contacts have been lost, nor their loyalties have in any way been infringed. They are loyal Americans looking for an opportunity to show that loyalty. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, very well. Understood. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call. Next, we go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
John, thank you very much. Is this Jim Garrow?
It is.
Jim, you're my hero. I listened to you many times. You're a very brilliant man. You're right up there with Jeff Nyquist. Now here's my question, Jim, which is this. I study history, I do security work for a living. A historical precedent was Spain, medieval Spain, when the Muslims took over cities in Spain, and all of a sudden the Spaniards rose up and exiled the Muslims. Do you think America will get to an extreme position historically where Americans will rise up and expel the Islamists, Russians, and Chinese who are a threat to this country? Will it get down to messy house-to-house gun battles, grenade battles, people fearing to leave their house because of a sniper attack? In other words, the real hardcore civil war stuff, racial, ethnic, and political. Jim, what's your take? And I'll hear the answer off here. Jim, thank you very much. And John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow, okay, that's a very, very broad question with huge implications. What we need is as described. What we need in America is a recognition that we have opened the door to an enemy that is not even a stealthy enemy. They have spoken clearly. They have read from their books, the Quran, Hadith, the Surah. These things are not wacko, wild, crazy, radical elements of the Muslim faith, of Islam, who want to do us in, to murder us, or to dominate us. Those are the regular guys. Those are the guys who just follow their book. Do we need to do something like described? Absolutely, yes, we do. If we're going to survive as a nation, what we need, though, is a leadership that understands it, recognizes it, and has the will to do something about it.
Well, we do, and he is doing everything he can to promote the takeover of Islam.
Yes, exactly. Well done. Well done. Yeah, unfortunately, that's exactly where we're at. That's the leadership that we have. But, you know, I'm praying that the elements that understand, our military certainly understand. I mean, if you talk to Paul Vallely, if you talk to Tom McInerney, Boykin, I mean, these guys understand what's going on, and they're not afraid to say it. You know, we're in a funny, well, not funny, we're in a disastrous position as a nation where lies are being held up as being the truth. And bold-faced, you see that guy, Obama, standing there lying to the people constantly. And people are asleep. Well, somewhat asleep. We're hearing more and more people who obviously are becoming enlightened. The light's going on for them. And they're saying, wait a minute here. What's going on in our country?
Jim, my friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, who's been on my show here with me a couple of times, we'll talk about this when we come back and what he experienced in Bosnia. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9414.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and can find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 21st of April. Most of you know I live on a small hobby ranch here in south central Missouri, and occasionally, in the last few days, and again today and probably tomorrow, I'll be moving some pretty good-sized rocks that weigh 400 to 500 pounds. They don't jump into the bucket of the Kubota. I have to manually push them into the bucket of the Kubota, these 500-pound small boulders. Needless to say, at the end of the day, I might have some sore muscles. I go to bed with sore muscles. I wake up pain-free with more physical energy and mental energy because I sleep on the energy cleaner signal. It's a very healing signal that comes from the energy cleaner that I sell at my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day to buy the energy cleaner, $285 shipping included. The toll-free auto line is 800-592-9543. I say it again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Dr. Jim Garrell, and we're talking about the true nature of the threat posed to the rest of the world by the Chinese and the Russian communists. Jim, I know that you've probably read the Art of War by Sun Tzu. I got it as a free download at my website. And, of course, it's mandatory reading for all communist officers, Russian and Chinese both. I want to talk a little bit about racism, which is a frequent topic here in the States. But my opinion, and I want you to some feedback on you, the people who lead China are absolutely convinced that the Chinese race is the most attractive, the most athletic, and the brightest race on the planet. What your response, please?
You know, that may be what the leadership think, but the common man all want to be white Westerners. they love our you should see the supermarkets there, and they're, you know, the funny magazines. I can't remember the names of any of them, but little Globe or, you know, some of those magazines you see on the shelf as you're right. as you're leaving. Well, that's their life. The Chinese are the greatest gossips and the greatest. I mean, they really do look at us as if we are the cat's meow. So in spite of whatever the leadership talks about in terms of its belief of the superiority of Chinese, the Chinese people, honestly, the man on the street, he's a white wannabe.
No kidding. That's amazing. We got a caller here, David in Boston. Good morning, David.
Hey, happy Patriots Day, John, and happy Patriots Day, Jim.
Thank you.
Sir. Same to you.
Yeah, it's Patriots Day back here in Boston. They're running the Boston Marathon. I want to thank you gentlemen for your service. I'm a Vietnam era veteran myself, not a combat veteran. My older brother's a combat veteran, but I'm Vietnam era veteran, Army veteran. Jim, I spend a lot of time out at an Institute of Higher Learning, which I refer to as the Marxist Institute of Technocracy.
Okay.
Yeah, and I spend a lot of time in the student lounge talking to the young students, and it's loaded with the Asian students, the students from communist China, and there's a lot of Muslim students, and there's Jewish students, and there are white women of European descent. But I'll tell you, Jim, a young white man, you know, European descent, European American, they're a rare bird. But what I was going to ask you is, I talked to these young Chinese students, and they have a lot of charm, they're very sweet and very nice and very affable people, as you well know, Jim, from being over in China. They can win you over very easily. They're very charming and everything. But I find that they're virtually all indoctrinated in atheism, and I'm a Christian and everything. And I witness to them about the Lord a little bit, and they find it so amusing that a guy like me would still be so foolish to believe in such superstitions and everything. And they try to indulge me and everything, you know, but. What is up with, and the same thing goes on. I spent a little bit of time up in Harvard Square and Harvard too, but what is up with academia and this obsession with just educating our enemies and not educating young American men of European descent? As I say, there all these Muslim students and all these communist Chinese students, and what the heck is up with what the heck is going on?
You know, from my perspective, it's an economic crisis in higher learning. It's about money. They cannot fill their university classroom spaces. They cannot keep their buddies employed as professors and keep the structure going without selling our best of education to the rest of the world. And, of course, the rest of the world is beating our door down because they know we have the best. They know they have a need of everything that we can offer in higher learning. And, of course, MIT, I mean, that's one of the standards in the world. The highest standard, MIT. So, boy, they want it, they can pay for it, and they do. And, of course, we're willing to sell it. But what we're doing, of course, is selling positions and spots in the line that should go to American students first and foremost. But, of course, I see it differently than they do. I believe that they should be in service to America first, not to the rest of the world.
Yeah, because, as I say, a young white man, you know, of European-American descent, it's a rare, rare bird. There's, like I say, you can see quite a few young white women and everything. But hey, listen, I'll close with this remark, and this is the most succinct way I know of expressing what we're up against. And it's something I feel like the Lord gave me, and it's something, of course, people have to pray about. It can mean different things to different people. But since it is Patriots Day, John and Jim, this is the way I say it. This is the way I feel like the Holy Spirit has told me to express it, express the situation we're in as Americans. The most effective way to express it, to give people the big picture, you know, we can talk endlessly about the sordid details and all the minutiae and all the problems, but this is what
Let's
the Lord gave
me. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
He said, you know, on April 19th, back in 1775, the first American patriots, they were in a struggle with Great Britain and the United Kingdom. But today, on Patriots Day in the year 2014, we're not up against Great Britain and the United Kingdom, but we're up against Great Satan and the United Nations.
That's well said. David, thank you for the call, sir.
Amen.
We really don't have time for any more calls here. We got less than 2 minutes left in the show. Jim, I want to thank you for being on, and you've got about 60 seconds to put out whatever you think might be the most important thing to be said this morning.
Wow. Reflecting what the gentleman said, he is not wrong. He is on the mark. We face a struggle. What we need to do is realize the war that we are in. It is a war that is destructive of the American way of life, of Christianity as a whole. And its intent is to take us down as a nation because our influence is great in the world. It's diminishing. But, you know, it's not done. We're not dead yet. But we need to guard those things that are the essentials of liberty and freedom that we have and the God-given rights that we have from Him. So, hey, watchword. Watch what's going on in our government because they are turning on the foundations of America. And a denial of the God of America, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Those are being turned on.
Jim, well said. Music's going to start here any moment. I want to thank you for being with us. I'll be in touch privately, sir.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Tomorrow we should have Dr. Brent Caudill with us. Wednesday, hopefully, Professor McCanny, as always. My friend Tim Spencer, Thursday. And Ann Morrison Friday, the usual roundup of guests here on the John Moore Show. These are certainly perilous times we live in. Do not despair. Get your spiritual house in order. Get your skills squared away, medical treatment skills, ham radio skills, and so forth. That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe. Have a fun, prosperous, and safe day. And God bless America.